请大家先翻开《历代志上》。
First, turn to the First Chronicle.
历代志上十九章。
First Chronicles chapter 19.
十九章第六节。
Chapter 19, verse 6.
历代志上十九章第六节。
First Chronicles chapter 19, verse 6.
亚门人知道大卫憎恶他们，哈任和亚门人就打发人拿一千他连的银子，从米索波大米亚人马加索巴雇战车和马兵。第七节。
Verse 7.
那于是雇了三万两千辆战车和马加王并他的军兵，他们来安营在米底巴前。亚门人也从他们的城里出来聚集交战。第八节。
Verse 8.
大卫听见了，就差派约押统带原盟的全军出去。第九节。
Verse 9.
那亚门人出来在城门前摆阵，所来的诸王另在郊野摆阵。第十节。
Verse 10.
那约押看见敌人在他前后摆阵，就从以色列军中挑选精兵使他们对着亚兰人摆阵。十一节。
Verse 11.
那其余的军呢，就交给他的兄弟亚比塞对亚门人摆阵。十二节。
12.
那约押对亚比塞说亚兰人若强过我，你就来帮助我；亚门人若强过你，我就去帮助你。十三节。
13.
我们多当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫愿神凭他的旨意而行。这里是我们今天讲的题目的一个历史的背景。
So this is the background of the topic that we would like to share for tonight.
所以约押他跟他的兄弟亚比撒就互相勉励，互相鼓励。
So Joab and also his brother Abishai, they encouraged one another.
因为他们的确面对一些强敌要来攻击他们。
Because indeed they faced a strong enemy against them.
这个强敌就是因为大家都心里面都已经很不舒服了，到有一点敌对所以他们就会很打仗起来会很凶猛的。
And since their enemy, they were against each other, and so when they are in the battle, the battle will be a very brutal.
所以他们就互相鼓励说当刚强做大丈夫。
And so they encourage one another to be strong and take courage.
那这个圣经的译本事实上只有中文译本。把它翻译成为做大丈夫，大丈夫这个名字。
And only the Chinese translation added the word be a great man.
当然，就是看英文译本的话，他没有翻译说要做这个big husband.
And so if we read the English translation, then we will not see this word a great man.
他不是用这个，但是中文就很奇特，就把它翻译成大丈夫了。
And so, Chinese translation is special.
那意思就是要很勇敢，大家都要很勇敢的意思。
And which means that everyone must be brave.
那当然，这个大丈夫中文为什么翻译成大丈夫，可能也有它的由来的。
And so, why did the Chinese translation use the word great man?There has to be some reason behind it.
那因为以前在中国有一位哲学家叫孟子
And so, in ancient time, ancient history, there is a Chinese a scholar called Mencius.
那他说这个富贵不能淫那贫贱不能移威武不能屈，这个叫做大丈夫啊。
And neither riches nor honors can corrupt him.Neither poverty or humbleness can make him swerve from principle, and neither threats nor forces can subdue him. These characteristics constitute the great man.
那意思就是说，要心灵心灵要站立得稳，要很刚强。
And which means that we need to stand firm and be strong.
啊，不管任何的引诱，任何的这些挑战啊，那都不能够使他屈服，不能够移动他的心智。
And no matter what challenges that are facing this person, and he will stand firm.
那这个希腊文哈，希腊文就是。翻译的比较贴切的。
And so in Greek, translated to be more direct.
那我们请看《路加福音》第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Luke, chapter 1.
路加福音第一章的八十节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 80.
路加福音第一章八十节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 80.
那孩子渐渐长大，心灵强健，住在旷野，直到他显明在以色列人面前的日子。那这个孩子就指着施洗约翰。
So the child is referring to John the Baptist.
所以施洗约翰出生以后那他就慢慢长大。
And so when he was born, he then grew and became strong.
那因为他是旧约时代在马拉基书所说的那个以利亚以利亚来临了。
And so he is the Elijah that is to come in the Old Testament.
所以圣经说他有以利亚的心智与能力。
So the Bible describing that he has Elijah's heart and ability.
所以有心智跟能力的话，就是表示他的那个心哈，他的那个灵性，他的心灵啊是非常健壮的。
Which means that he has a very a strong heart.
他在真理上在神的道理上，他能够站立得稳。
And in truth, in God's word, he was able to stand firm.
那站立得稳的话，自然就会产生这个能力。
And when he was able to stand firm, naturally comes with a great power and ability.
所以他能够对那些以色列人对那些法利赛人、文士还是有权位的人跟他们讲说，你们这些毒蛇的种类啊。
And that is why he is able to go against the Pharisees or Sadducees and say to them that they are the wicked ones.
那一般人是不敢这样讲啊。
And for normal people, they probably are not dare to say this.
那他因为刚强做大丈夫就是他的心灵很健壮，很强壮。
And because he is strong and he was courageous in heart, and therefore, he was able to stand firm.
那再请看以弗所书第三章。
Let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章的十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
以弗所书三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵叫你们心的力量刚强起来。这个是神借着圣灵在我们里头，叫我们里头的心灵有力量站起来。
And so through God's power that we may be strengthened with might through his spirit.
那这两根经文就是来解释我们刚刚所读的旧约时代那个历代志上十九章十三节的那个做大丈夫的意思。
And so these two verses is the meaning of being a great man that we just read in First Chronicle chapter 13.
那当然，也就是说，好像以字义上来讲，就是要做一个男子汉大丈夫，就是有男人的样子就是有力气能够抵挡外来的侵略，能够保护整个家里的人。
Being a great man means that you must physically be strong and to be able to defend for your own family.
所以做丈夫的当然要。要带头，要做头就是要保护妻子，保护全家的人。
And being a husband, you must be able to protect your wife as well as your children and be the leader of the family.
那么总意来说就是要坚强、勇敢不要怕就能够打胜仗。
And so in other words, we need to be strong and courageous in order to triumph in the battle.
那换句话说嘛，相反的，假如是不刚强啊，不做大丈夫的话啊，软弱，那会有怎么样的结果呢？
But on the contrary, if we are not strong and we are not courageous, what is the result of being weak?
因为打仗不能怕，假如怕的话向后跑，那当然一定是打败仗的。
And if we are in the battle and then we run against it, then we will fail in battle.
啊，你看这个国家跟国家在征战哈，也就是说其实没有那么厉害呀，但是也要虚壮声势哈，你也要壮胆的，就没有那么厉害，你要表现得很厉害的样子。
So when a nation is going against a nation, maybe they are not very strong, but they have to present themselves as the most furious one.
哎，这个叫心理作战呐。
And so this is the battle of the heart.
所以我们回到当时啊，约押告诉他的兄弟亚比塞的意思就是说，我们要壮胆啊，不要害怕啊。
So when Joab encouraged his brother Abishai that they need to be strong and courageous.
那假如说这场战争失败的话，那会有什么后果啊
？And so if this battle failed, what would bethe consequences after.
请看撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第四章第九节。
1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 9.
第四章第九节。
1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 9.
第四章第九节。
Chapter 4 verse 9.
说腓力士人啊，你们要刚强做大丈夫啊，也是一样的字句啊，一样的词句。
So it is the same sentence to the Philistines.
Same 那个 phrase 那个刚强做大丈夫哈。
And that you need to be strong and courageous.
好，那么这里说免得做希伯来人的奴仆啊，如同他们做你们的奴仆一样，你们要做大丈夫啊，与他们征战啊。所以，假如不做大丈夫，不壮胆的话。那一定打败仗，那打败仗的结果就是要做别人的奴仆。
And so, you need to be strong and conduct yourselves like men. And if you do not and fail the battle, then you will become servants of the Hebrews.
啊，所以一般说啊，就胜者为王，败者为寇。
And so usually, the winners will be king, and then the losers will be slaves.
啊，所以一定要很坚强啊，不要怕啊。
So they need to be strong and courageous.
那我们看当时神的提醒约书亚哈，要刚强壮胆。
And so, during the time of Joshua, God also encouraged him to be strong and courageous.
我们来读这段的历史，看看，来看约书亚记的第一章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 1.
我们再来回顾哈，神怎样来勉励约书亚。
Let us review how God encouraged Joshua.
啊，因为还有时间，我们就念多一点的经文。
And since we have some time, so we'll read more passage.
那第一节
，verse one，
神的仆人摩西死了以后啊，神就晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说：“好，那么我们这个时候就看到哈，摩西是主要的人物啊，啊这个啊约书亚是帮手。
”So we can see that Moses is the main character and Joshua is the helper.
啊，这摩西是 leader 哈啊。约书亚只是帮助他的副手啊。
And Moses is the leader, and Joshua is just the servant.
啊，当然是 leader 有权威啊。
And of course, the leader has authority.
哦，而讲话就算数，大家已经很，你看四十年时间，用四十年时间累积他个人的声望，哎，个人有一些声望的哈。
And so he used 40 years of his life to establish his authority.
啊，甚至他要从神来的尊荣。
And also, he has the glory come from God.
啊，现在这个摩西啊死了。
And so now Moses is dead.
啊，死了以后，哦，这个重大责任呢、啊、就放在约书亚的身上。
After his death, the responsibility is now onto Joshua's shoulder.
啊，那摩西啊跟约书亚两个人呢、啊、是差很多啊，这个。约书亚差摩西差一大截啊。
And so, there's a great difference between Moses and Joshua. Joshua is in his is much younger than Moses.
啊，他有没有像摩西啊，这种阅历啊，这种的经历？摩西是自己在牧羊的时候，在荆棘的火焰当中啊，啊，亲自看见神。
And Joshua also did not have the same experience as Moses, where he saw God from the burning bush.
啊，他有这个实际上领导的经验。
And Moses also has the experience of leading. The congregation.
所以从各方面来说啊，约书亚啊，差摩西差了一大截嘞。
So from all kinds of angles, we can see the great difference between Moses and Joshua.
所以我们想想，现在要叫他来带领这里两百多万的以色列百姓。
And so we this now put into his shoes. Imagine he is about to lead these 2 million people.
啊，这个时候的约书亚哈，他一定是非常的紧张啊。
And at this time, Joshua must be very nervous.
啊，说再请看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这个约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。第三节。
Verse 3.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们的。第四节。
Verse 4.
从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到伯拉大河赫人的全地。直到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。第五节，你生平的日子必无一人能站在你能够在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我并不撇下你，也不丢弃你。第八节，你当刚强壮。第六节，对不起。
Verse 6.
你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。第七节，只要刚强大大就大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律例，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。第八节，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。第九节。
Verse 9.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，主你的神必与你同在。第十节。
Verse 10.
那于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说，你们要走遍营中吩咐对百姓说，当预备食物，因为三日之内你们要过这约旦河进去得主你们神赐给你们为业的地方。好，
And 11.
我们看看哈，这个神勉励约书亚说不要害怕。
So in here, God encouraged Joshua not to be afraid.
要壮胆。
And he must be strong.
啊，就是要做大丈夫的意思啊。
Which means he need to be a great man.
好，那么现在呢，约书亚听到神的吩咐以后。
So after Joshua listened to God's words,
哦，那真的他表现就不一样嘿。
And indeed, his action is different.
那我们想想啊。
And so let us think about this.
摩西啊，花了四十年的时间啊，这样38年啊，将近40年的时间啊，还不能够过约旦河进入迦南地啊。
So Moses spent almost 40 years, but still was not able to cross the River Jordan.
40年呢？
40 years.
啊，现在约书亚竟然说，我们三日之内、三天之内就要过约旦河。
And now Joshua says, "We will cross the river within 3 days."
啊，你想想，人家那个 project 一个 project 四十年都还做不出来呀。
So this thing about let's say a project has been going on for 40 years.
啊，四十五年了，有的人已经退休了啊。从年轻的时候就进到公司来上班啊，已经退休了。到退休的那个时候，还是做不出来。
And this project lasts for 40 years, and an employee comes in and buy. Maybe they come in as the young employee and spend 40 years working on this project and never done.
公司的人进进出出的很多了，来去的人很多啊。投入很多的能力。
And so the company used a lot of manpower to work on this project.
好，现在来了一个新的经理。
And so now comes this new manager.
他宣布说，三年之内就要完成。
He declared, within 3 days, we shall complete this project.
要是我的话，我不敢担心说三天之内，人家四十年都还做不出来的 project， 我三天之内就要完成。
And if it were if it was me, then I would dare not to believe, because after 40 years, this project is not even finished. How can it finish in 3 days?
但是约书亚他竟敢这样的宣布。
But Joshua is able to proclaim this way.
三日之内啊，不是说三天啊，三天之内啊就要过约旦河了。
And within 3 days, we shall cross the river.
所以他说要准备食物啊哈。
And you shall prepare food.
因为三日之内他讲得很清楚啊。
Because within 3 days, we will cross.
要过这个约旦河。
We will cross this river Jordan.
假设他没有听进啊，神没有给他这种的能力，这种的心灵健壮啊，使他的心里啊的力量刚强起来，说不出来也办不到。
If God did not give him a power or give him this strong heart, he will not even be able to say this.
我们想想，摩西这个属灵的能力不晓得比耶稣要大多少啊。
And the spiritual power of Moses, we can say that is probably much bigger and better than Joshua.
属灵的阅历啊，摩西也很多啊。
And the spiritual experience, Moses also had many.
但是神自己答应说，我要与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。
But God promised Joshua that I will be with you just like I was with Moses.
你只要刚强壮胆，不要害怕，不要惊慌。
You just need to be strong and courageous and be not afraid.
啊，你就可以做得到。
Then you will be able to complete and finish.
所以现在约书亚真的不一样了。
And so Joshua, at this moment, he is different.
以前还是 nobody， 以前还是那说是摩西的帮手，但是还不怎么样的出色。
In the past, he was a nobody. He was just a helper of Moses. He is not a great man.
以前呢，他还曾经呢阻挡那些因为说敢说预言的人呢。
And in the past, he even reject those people that were touched by the spirit and speak prophecies.
摩西就还斥责他说：“哎，不能够嫉妒他们呐、啊，就让他们说了。”
And Joshua rebuked them and even said to them that just let them speak.
啊，现在摩西这个约书亚他心灵哈、啊、在灵性长大了，心灵健壮的，有足够的信心的。
And so now Joshua has grown spiritually, and then he has a stronger heart, and he is able to stand firm.
And so, 他真的啊，现在变成大丈夫了。
And so, indeed, he is now a great man.
啊，那保罗也提醒我们在正道上要站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
And Paul also reminds us that we need to be able to stand firm in truth.And need to be a great man.
请看哥林多前书十六章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
哥林多前书十六章十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 13.
十六章十三节。
Chapter 16 verse 13.
你们务要警醒啊，警醒，在正道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，所以。保罗也是勉励大家哈，要第一个先要警醒。
So Paul, first thing was he encourages to be watchful.
啊，不警醒的话，当然会害怕啊。
If we are not watchful, we will of course be afraid.
啊，您不相信的话，我们一定有这种经历的哈。
I'm sure we all have this experience.
只要你看一个人在打瞌睡
，If we doze off.
哦，那睡得很熟了。
And we are in deep sleep.
啊，他真的是睡着了。
And then we are in deep sleep.
那只要是哇，他的孩子在外面受伤哈，啊，大家要来告诉他，这样把他叫醒。
And if there his kids were hurt outside the house, and then somebody tried to waking up.
那你看他第一个反应是什么？
And that is, think about, you know, what would be his first reaction.
我们都看过他当时反应是哈哈哈，一定是这样子啊，我。
And then his first reaction must be, kind of shocked. And he must be kind of afraid. And because he fell asleep. And he was not being watchful. So what does this mean?
因为人啊，很容易产生害怕的心理。
Man is easily able to develop this heart of fear.
因为这是人的罪性啊。
Because this is man's sinful nature.
我们很容易受环境情绪的影响。
We are easily swayed by our environment.
啊，所以我们受洗的时候已经归入基督耶稣了。
Even though we belong to Jesus after baptism.
亚当啊，夏娃他们所犯的那个原罪啊，已经被主的宝血所洗净。
And the original sin that Adam and Eve commit has already been washed away.
啊，但是我们还活在世界上，我们还是属于这个血肉之躯的。
But we still live in this world, and we still have this flesh.
啊，我们还是经常受到环境啊，受到情绪的影响。
And we still have our surrounding, our environment, also our own emotion.
啊，就是灵性很刚强的人哈，啊，他偶尔也会害怕的啦。
Even with a strong faith, people would still be afraid.
啊，其实我有些时候也会害怕某些事情啊。
And in fact, I am also afraid of something.
啊，虽然一直啊告诉自己说，啊，不要怕啊，靠神，靠神啊。
And so I had to remind myself not to be afraid and rely on the Lord.
但是有时候看到环境，哎，又怕了。
And but sometimes when we look at the environment, and then we will develop this fear again.
好，那我们看旧约时代上有一个故事啊。
And so there is a story recorded in the Old Testament.
我们看历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下。
Second Chronicles.
十九章。
Chapter 19.
历代志下十九章
，Second Chronicles chapter 19,
第四节
，verse 4,
第四节
，verse 4,
约沙法住在耶路撒冷，以后要出巡民间啊，从别示巴直到以法莲山地，引导百姓，引导民归向神啊，归向主他们的神。所以我们看约沙法是不是一位好王啊
？Is Jehoshaphat a great king？
啊，再请看。第九节
That's reverse 9.
约沙法嘱咐他们说啊，你们当敬畏神，忠心诚实办事。你看他是不是很热心、很正直、很虔诚
？Is he faithful and very faithful to God？
那对我们今天来讲，他是这个灵性很好啊，他好像很热心呐、啊，灵性的非常刚强。
It seems that he is very fervent and also listening and doing God's work.
那么再看这个十一节哈。
And let's read verse 11.
啊，最后这一段啊，最后。
And let's read the last sentence.
你们应当壮胆办事，愿神与善人同在啊。最后的那一句。
The last verse is behave courageously, and the Lord will be with the good.
哦，他鼓励别人呢，你们要壮胆呐，不要怕。
He encouraged others to be courageous.
我们再继续看、啊、他会不会怕、啊、
？And so let's continue to read if he himself is afraid.
那看历代志下、啊、
let's read Second Chronicles
二十章第一节
，Chapter 20 verse 1.
啊，此后啊，就是说他那个好的善行，他那个很虔诚的善行，以后此后哈、啊。
So it happened after his good deeds.
那此后，摩押人和亚门人又叫米乌尼人一同来攻击约沙法。啊、第二节
Verse 2,
有人报告约沙法说从海外亚兰那边有大军来攻击你如今、啊、他们在哈写逊他麻就是在隐基底第三节
Verse 3,
约沙法便惧怕、啊、一样的约沙法一样是同样一个人、啊、
So Joseph is also a man、
哦、在十九节他不是告诉百姓说你们应当壮胆办事、啊、不要害怕、啊、
In chapter 19 didn't he just mention that to his people be courageous、嗯
结果现在自己先害怕
，But now he is afraid himself.
说这个不容易啊。
And so, being strong and courageous is not easy.
啊，但是没关系啊，他害怕以后啊，他懂得定义啊，他要定义寻求神啊。
So it's okay to be afraid because he set himself to seek the Lord.
所以惧怕这个是人之常情啊。
And so being afraid is human nature.
啊，不管灵性再好，也是会惧怕的。
No matter how big of your faith is, we will still be afraid.
尤其当他不能够胜过环境的时候，哦，那更是惧怕。
And especially when we cannot overcome our surroundings, our environment, we will be more afraid.
勉励我们不要惧怕了。
And Lord Jesus also encourages not to be afraid.
请看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
28节。
Verse 28.
马太福音第十章二十八节
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28
那杀身体不能够杀灵魂的、啊、你们不要怕他、哦、现在就是已经区分了这个杀身体跟杀灵魂、啊、这两个、啊、这两个在一起比较的话
So there's now two distinction, two comparison the one that can kill the body and the one that can kill the soul、
哦、所以那杀身体能够杀你们身体的但是不能够杀你们灵魂的都不要怕他
And do not fear those who kill the body, but not the soul.
哦，现在就是看看这个灵魂哈，这个灵魂的问题啊。
And so this is now the issue of the soul.
啊，再来，我要能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，才要怕他。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
那二十九节。
It's 29.
两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？若是你们的父不许愿。一个也不能掉在地上三十节
Verse 30,
就是你们头发也都被数过了三十一节
31,
所以不要惧怕你们比麻雀还贵重、啊、三十二节
Verse 32,
然后凡在人面前认我的我在天父的面前也必认他、啊、所以这边以后就提到、啊、会有这个逼迫的情形、啊、
And so later on it refers aboutthe incidents about being persecuted.
那逼迫就是对身体会造成伤害。
Persecution means that there will be harm to the physical body.
那自古以来，当然很多人为了耶稣基督的缘故啊，来被杀，身体被杀害。
Since the old time, there are many people being killed on behalf of Lord Jesus.
啊，但是主耶稣说，就是会杀害的话，不要怕，就是。他们只能够杀身体，但是不能够杀灵魂。
Those that kill the body, we shall not fear. And only fear those who can kill soul and the body.
啊，就是顶多就是身体，哎，好，那我就被你毁灭了。
And it is just our physical body, and then we can go ahead and destroy.
但是他不能够杀他们的灵魂。
But they cannot kill the soul.
啊，那有这个理解以后啊，当然。这个理解必须 要警醒、啊、所以保罗他说要警醒、啊、要经常想到这一点。
So when we have this understanding, Paul encourages to be watchful.
那假如是想到我们肉体的话，一定会害怕啦。你看一点流血就怕得很软，有的人打针啊，要去抽血检验就很害怕了啦。
And some people are afraid of being hurt, and for example, looking at a needle for a blood donation, and then they will be afraid of the needle.
他就想到主耶稣的勉励，主耶稣的教训啊，说那能够杀身体的啊，但是不能够杀灵魂的，不用怕。
But we need to remember Lord Jesus' encouragement that we shall not be afraid those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
那怎么样不会让我们灵魂啊被人家消灭
？And how do we not let others destroy our soul?
哦，现在。我们已经不讨论这个身体了，身体就被杀也没关系哦。
And we will not discuss about the body, because it's okay to be destroyed.
这灵魂最重要啊。
It's more important about the soul.
因为灵魂是永远的问题啊，是永生的问题。
Because soul involves eternity.
啊，灵魂是属于永恒的这个层面。
And soul is on the level of eternity.
那要怎么样使我们灵魂不会被杀
，and so how do we not let others destroy our soul？
保罗说要在正道上要站立得稳呢、啊。
And Paul said that we need to stand firm in truth。
那也就是说，在信仰上不能够妥协
，which means we cannot compromise in truth。
啊，所以假如我们在信仰上碰到什么难题啊，碰到什么挫折啊，都要想到主的话。
So in our faith, if we encounter any tribulations or troubles, we need to remember the words of Lord Jesus.
And
it is up to a point where our body is being destroyed.
哦, 想到这里的话, and
if we think of this way, then we can truly be courageous.
啊, 假如很珍惜自己的身体, 哦, 那当然, 啊, 你就会害怕,
if we cherish our own body, then of course we will be afraid.
啊, 我们看那个古圣徒啊, 我们看, 首先来看但以理的三个朋友,
and old saints like Daniel and his three friends.
哦, 他们很勇敢的, 他们不向这个王所立的金像来跪拜,
they were very courageous. They did not bow down to the golden image by the Babylonian king.
那当时一定有很多犹太人的, 他们也是拜神的, 他们也是拜神的, 跟这三个朋友都是一样的。
And I'm sure there are many other Israelites worship God just like Daniel and his three friends.
啊, 但是他们后来就妥协了,
but later on, they all compromised.
但是唯独这个但以理这三个朋友他们不妥协,
but only Daniel's three friends did not compromise.
啊, 他们不害怕,
they were not afraid.
哦, 他们不怕死,
they were not afraid of death.
也就是他们说, 就是神不来救我们的话, 我们也不怕, 我们也不向你所立的金像来跪拜。
And they even say, even though God did not come to save us, we will not bow down to this golden idol you made.
因为主耶稣就在讲这句话，那能够杀身体，不能够杀灵魂的，不要怕。
Because Lord Jesus encourages, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
啊, 所以他们在信仰上不妥协。
So in their faith, they do not compromise.
啊, 你能够杀我的身体，但是你不能够杀我的灵魂。
You can kill my body, but you cannot kill my soul.
啊, 我的身体毁坏以后, 我的灵魂永远活着, 我还是活着的。
Even though my body perish, but my soul shall continue to live.
啊, 所以他们都不会怕。
And that is why they are not afraid.
那我们再看但以理, 啊,
and also about Daniel.
啊, 他也是一样啊。
He is the same.
啊, 当时他就是有国家规定, 啊, 法令规定, 说, 在30天以内不能够向自己的神来祷告。
And there's a decree passed that within 30 days, no man shall worship any other god.
那违反的人啊，必须要被放入狮子坑里头了，去喂狮子。
And those who disobey will be thrown into the den of lions.
哦，这个他看见他知道这个禁令嘿。
And even though he knew about this decree.
所以圣经说他知道这个禁令以后啊。 他仍然按照他的习惯，一天三、一日三次祷告。
But he continuously to pray three times a day as usual.
所以他也不怕死啊。
And so he is also not afraid of death.
刚强壮胆。
He was strong and courageous.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为那能杀身体，不能够杀灵魂的，不要怕他，不用怕他。
Because we don't need to fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
所以他在信仰上就不妥协。
And so in his faith, he did not compromise.
因为他不怕死。
He did not, he was not afraid of death.
啊, 所以这些人啊, 都是大丈夫啊。
So all these men, these great men, they are all great men.
那主耶稣在受试探的时候, 啊, 也为我们留下很好的榜样。
And when Lord Jesus was being, tested, he also gave us some good examples.
哦, 我们看啊, 第一个, 他饥饿的时候, 他很已经禁食40天啊, 肚子会饿啊。
And so when he fast and pray for 40 nights and days, and he was hungry.
哦, 那个时候, 这些食物啊, 这些食物啊, 应该就是很重要的啊。
And so at that time, food, probably is one of the most important things. And so the Satan told him that you can make these rock into food and you can eat them. And but Lord Jesus refused because he refused to worship the food.
他拒绝把食物啊当成神一样的看待呀。
He refused to see food as his own god.
啊，然后他也是一样。第二个、第三个，就是他拒绝这个钱财啊、荣华富贵啊、名利的诱惑。
And second, he refused being tested by the worldly wealth as well as the status.
他是在正道上站立得稳不妥协。
And he was able to stand firm in truth and not being compromised.
他不怕死，不一定他真的会死，因为他不怕死，其实他神后来就保护他们了，保护。 但以理的三个朋友还要保护但以理啊，免于死亡呢。
And they were not afraid of death because God protect Daniel as well as his three friends.
啊，神呢来保护主耶稣啊。
And the Lord also protected Lord Jesus.
啊，有天使啊来加添他的力量。
There were angels being sent to add it to his power.
有天使来服侍他。
And there were angels coming to serve him.
所以他们都能够得胜这些试探引诱。
And so they were able to overcome all these tribulations.
就能够刚强做大丈夫。
And temptations, and so they are able to be great men.
所以我们现在还是很和平的时代啊。
And so at this time, it is a peaceful time.
那现在大家都能够来聚会哈，来读圣经，来祷告。
And we can all come to a service and read the Bible and also pray.
啊，现在也没有什么很大的逼迫了。
We do not have a lot of tribulations.
可是这些诱惑，这个从各方面的诱惑，可能这个网络时代所来的诱惑很大。But
the temptations from the internet is great.
我晚上要从尔湾来到这里。
And so tonight, I need to drive from Irvine.
那我离开教会以后，我就是要转那个Tropico，要转路口，然后再从库珀那里上五号公路。
So when I exit the Irvine Church, I need to be on the Tropico Road and make a right on Jeffrey and go on to Five Freeway.
所以大家知道，必须要经过一个office嘛，对不对？隔壁是office啊，从里边到进去，然后再走出另外一边的 Tropico Road， 然后再走向五号的方向。
And I think everybody is aware that as we exit out the Irvine Church, we need to pass by the office first.
我看到两个小朋友，大概十二三岁哈。
And I saw there are two children about age 12 and 13.
哦，他们在那边等这个父母亲来接他们。
And they were standing on the side to, and waiting for the parents to come pick them up.
哇，他们都很认真在看手机呀。They
were very into their own phone.
就是怕有什么信息啊 miss 掉。And
they were afraid that they might miss some message from someone.
那我们现在很多人也是一样，就是怕 miss 掉朋友的这些信息呀，哈。And
nowadays we are similar where we. May be afraid of missing our friend's message.
怕漏掉了。Or
we will miss any notifications on the phone.
大家都很怕遗漏。And
we were afraid of missing something.
可是大家不怕这个聚会会遗漏你的miss这个 service 啊。
But we are not afraid of missing a service.
大家很怕这个你的 message，你这个什么 text 朋友来的这个信息，你遗漏掉它。
We are only afraid of the missing message of our friends.
可是这个聚会遗漏掉的话，大家不怕。不用聚会遗漏没关系，一两次这个管他的。But
it is okay to miss a service or two.
这个朋友的信息最重要，比教会的聚会更重要。And
it is more important to see friends' message than attending a service.
这个不能够遗漏，但是祷告时间可以遗漏。And
this cannot be missed, but we can miss the prayer time.
这个不能遗漏，但是呢，读圣经的时间可以遗漏掉。And
this can be missed, but reading the Bible can be missed.
所以真的现在你看见现在这个大家的对道理的热忱，对弟兄姐妹热忱，对教会的热忱，真的是不如以前，就是大家这普遍现象，走到哪里都一样。
So we have lost this fervency, this fire within our heart as we attend the service. It is a phenomenon where we see all everywhere.
因为他认为他有更重要的事情，更重要的事情。
Because they feel that there is more important things to do.
啊，怕遗落掉，怕遗落掉哦。
They're afraid that they will miss.
嚯、哦，说很认真的，嚯、哦，那个两个眼睛瞪得很大，我看那两个，嚯、哦，很认真的。哎、
And so they're very focusing on their device.
机会没关系的，这个遗落掉没关系，读圣经的什么，这个是无所谓的，这个就其次的。
And so missing the Bible reading a few times.It's okay.
所以真的，我们在真道上站立得稳。
So we need to stand firm in the faith.
啊，在这个信仰上不能够妥协的。
And we cannot compromise.
还是要维持我们那种起初的热忱啊。
And we need to have that initial fire.
这样的话，我们就不会做罪的奴仆啊。
And so that in that way, then we will not become.The slave of sin.
我们就不会做所欲的奴仆。
And we will not become the slave of our own cell phone.
啊，至少我们在这场战争啊能够得胜。
And at the end, we will be able to triumph over this battle.
啊，来唱484首。
The singing number 484.